From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Monitors say airstrikes on a rebel-held town in northwestern Syria killed dozens of people on Saturday, including civilians, fighters, and prisoners. But the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights did not say whether the strikes in Idlib province were carried out by Syrian or allied Russian warplanes, which have both bombed the area in recent weeks. In a separate development, Reuters quoted sources saying a deal had been reached under which national relief agencies, throughout the world that is, will begin delivering humanitarian aid tomorrow to an opposition-held town under siege from pro-government forces. Aid deliveries also will take place in two villages blockaded by the rebels. Kosovo's worst political crisis since declaring independence from Serbia in 2008 continues to deepen, with thousands of opposition protesters taking to the streets of the capital, Pristina, on Saturday to denounce the country's elected officials and set fire to government headquarters. The crowd was angered by an EU-brokered deal with Serbia, which allows Serbian-majority municipalities within the predominantly ethnic Albanian state to establish an association and have more autonomy. Police used tear gas to disperse the crowd, estimated to be at 8,000. The conflict between Saudi Arabia and Houthi rebels in Yemen is drawing in participants from across the Red Sea, Eritrea officially announcing it's ready to support that initiative. In exchange for its involvement, Eritrea reportedly receiving money and fuel. In an interview with the Voice of America, Eritrean officials defended their aid to allies. This is VOA News. A spokesman for UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Stefan Dujarric, spoke with reporters about Mr. Ban's concerns over intensification of Saudi-led coalition military action in Yemen.
We've also received troubling reports of the use of cluster munitions in attacks on Sana'a on January 6th in several locations. The use of cluster munitions in populated areas may amount to a war crime due to their indiscriminate nature.
Yemen's conflict does pit the government, backed by the Saudi-led coalition against Shiite rebels known as Houthis, allied with former president and backed by Iran. Peace negotiations were launched in December, trying to end the conflict, with a ceasefire being declared, but both government forces and rebels ignoring it. An Egyptian affiliate of the extremist Islamic State say that it carried out an armed attack Saturday that killed members of the security forces on their way to work on the outskirts of Cairo. We get more now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
International news media said Islamic State supporters posted notices on social media claiming responsibility for the shooting incident on Saturday. Those claims could not be independently verified, but the notes seen online resembled previous messages from Islamic State affiliates in Egypt. There was no claim of responsibility for the earlier stabbing attack in the resort town of Hurghada. Three European tourists were wounded, but have since been reported in stable condition. Security sources said the attackers had arrived in Hurghada by sea, but no other information about them was released. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A long-range U.S. military bomber flew over South Korea today in an apparent response to North Korea over its latest nuclear weapons test. B-52 bomber, which is capable of carrying nuclear weapons, was seen flying 72 kilometers south of the border that separates the two Koreas before heading back to its home base on nearby Guam. Bomber was accompanied by two fighter planes from the U.S. and from South Korea. North Korea's weapons test angered traditional ally China and set off a firestorm of criticism in capitals across much of the world. U.S. actor Sean Penn met with legendary Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before his capture for an interview posted on Rolling Stone's website late Saturday, a day after Guzman was captured by Mexican authorities. He proudly volunteers to Penn that he supplies more drugs than anybody else in the world. Earlier Saturday, Mexican officials said that they might be extraditing El Chapo to the United States.
That's the latest world news from VOA.